Welcome, friends. This is Archangel. Do you have a Y chromosome? Then what did you do today to justify your existence? Did you labor or toil for a female? How did you enrich the fragile little uterine bearers today? Males are bamboozled into believing they need to justify their existence. Male devaluation is the elephant in the room, which causes the outright ignoring of female actuality, which is to use males for utility, then discard the spent males. Males will zealously deny females as being self-interested or even malevolent. You see, we devalue males, and at the end of the day, males are made to feel worth less than females. And what value we do allow males, they have to earn through labor. We compel males to compete and prove their ability, prove their worth. Still, males are intelligent, and most can clearly see the devaluation and expendability present in our environment. So why would they submit to being characterized as murderers, rapists, and shovels until they prove that they are not? Well, many have told me that despite all abuses, being a shovel gives them some purpose in life, some reason for being. Really? Being a tool for female enrichment and elevation gives your life meaning? Yeah, sure, that's a viable argumental position. But, gee, I've never heard salmon telling bears, "My disposal for your nourishment gives me purpose." I have not come across the doormat that thanks the muddy boots for walking on them. Being your accessory and utility gives my existence meaning. Males defending their disposability seems to be a version of Stockholm Syndrome, where the abused identifies with the abuser. Or, perhaps more accurately, the addict defends his prostration before his addiction. Females are bestowed value by existence. Males feel the need to somehow justify their existence, so most revert to female servitude to justify their protrusion onto the three-dimensional realm that we collectively concede as reality. In the face of this, I understand males' ripe need to pretend that those they serve are good, much like a soldier wants to believe the government or the war he is a part of has goodness of purpose, rather than is some combination of lies, subterfuge, and crooked politicians rallying conflict under false assertions like weapons of mass destruction. I understand males want to believe in female kind as benevolent and selfless every time a female makes a joke or you get a whiff of perfume and become excited. Males have this need to believe in females as divinity itself, especially when he is lost in a gaze while tracing the lips of a female he is enchanted with. In the midst of such daydreaming, fueled by feel-good chemicals from the brain, males want to pretend a word or a seeming act of kindness done by a female is demonstrating of female kind as caring, and males grasp at that as proof positive that females are benevolent. Males look for any little excuse to project compassion and purity of love onto females as a trait inherent to the entire sex. Males have protective instincts for that which they care about, including those of lesser physical means, and hence we feel protective of the disadvantaged, the underdogs, and we will use any excuse to invoke protection of them, even if those we protect loathe us for our Y chromosome. Males see females, use males, and still they protect them and serve females in order to provide themselves some purpose, some meaning to their existence. It comes down to males feel like they need to justify their existence. We are so brainwashed into believing males as evil and deficient, a burden on females, to the point that males feel the need to justify their existence. The assumption is that males are cursed for what they are, which is male creatures, and thus they need to justify their unfortunate lives, whereas females are glorious and heralded simply for being. This is simply the grander human paradigm of females are pure, virtuous, righteous, and elevated, while males are dirty, malevolent, and devalued. So males feel they must do works in order to acquire value in this world. Males know that they are cursed by society and have to earn any modicum of worth. That's why there is so much male focus on legacy, leaving a mark, letting the world know that a particular male was there, as is proven by his offspring, or by his works, his labors, his constructions, discoveries, or feats of genius or daring. Yet the same is not true of females. They do not have to earn anything, nor prove anything. They are granted exaltation simply for walking the earth and gracing these savage, deviant, disgusting man-apes with attention. I understand the compulsion to protect the weakened, the victims. This is why conservatism or patriarchy is so toxic to males, because it thrives solely on male disposability in order to grease the wheels which keep the society in motion. By intentionally infantilizing females, this triggers the male protective instinct which compels them to willingly dispose of themselves for some higher good, protecting these women toddlers. And thus, this is males earning the air they breathe for the day, through service. I understand males' almost burning need to service females because they feel inferior. However, when males concede to this societal abuse, they concede themselves as inferior in worth. They are announcing their status as worth less than females as a matter of simple value of human life. Males are the assassins of male value. When males do anything for a woman that she would not reciprocate, they are conceding inferior worth. You see, males are indoctrinated and indeed trained to pander to females because males are deemed as having lesser value, and so they are expendable, and by virtue of their increased physical strength, they are made to service the physically diminutive. Hence, we invoke disposable giants servicing infantilized angels, the divine non-disposables, a match made in heaven, right? So what's the problem? The problem is we use, abuse, and kill off these beautiful creatures to sustain our world. We usurp the value and worth of our creative sparks in order to compel them into subjugation. If a single male is informed of the gynocentrism of humanity and the fact that females do not, nor will they ever, care about male welfare, if we scrap the Disney fairy tales and give males the straight scoop, and after that, if males still decide to be doormats or toilet paper for some entitled wife or for the female collective to wipe their excrement with, then fine, that would be his informed choice. The problem is we have billions of brainwashed males around the world duped into servitude, who then procreate and pass along the misandristic male devaluation that they were fed by their progenitors. It is a vicious cycle of male devaluation that has to end. I am fervently trying to make a difference to someone, somewhere, and hopefully chain reactions will ensue on a planetary scale. And the solution is, as always, the same. Males are the problem for putting up with the devaluation, and males are the solution by refusing to enable the disposal. Females, they're inconsequential. They are background chatter, ambient lighting. Males are the problem, and males are the solution. Yet when males are made to feel as lesser beasts, as cursed and evil by nature, they will understand my points intellectually, but emotionally, they are still trying to prove their worth, still trying to show mommy she did not make a mistake in birthing him. Males feel ugly and unattractive, and most feel the only relevance they have is to open doors or help old ladies stow luggage in the overhead compartments, on the bus or the train or the plane. The tragedy is not that males service others, it is that males are made to feel like they need to service others, like they need to somehow justify their existence, their lives. The tragedy is allowing males to think they need to earn value, while everyone freely and graciously bestows value onto females simply for existing with a uterus. Yet the truth is that males never needed permission to exist. They are beautiful and valuable. They have simply forgotten this, and I wish to remind them. I do know that though I would like to rescue all males, most males are not ready for the red pills, and they will turn on me for trying to awaken them for their own welfare. So I try to tactfully offer some sanity to the chaos of males who are in slavery. I mean, in relationships. I tell them of male devaluation, gynocentrism, and hypergamy, to which they will agree more often than not. Yet like good little pets, they will run home and tell the woman what this guy was telling them today. Yeah. Then, when I hear that these guys ran home and discussed the ideas I proffered to them with their woman, when I hear that, I know that our association is terminal. That is the 2-week notice of association degradation, because she will poison him against me, since I am an absolute threat to her power structure. And no matter how, they will parrot that their girl is cool, or she's different, or she is open-minded. Inevitably, like clockwork, I don't see these guys much anymore, and if we run into each other at the store, the exchanges are usually, "Oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, been real busy. Well, see you later." This is usually what happens when I try to awaken blue pill males. Other guys who I really try to help will simply not even acknowledge me in public after they have ostracized and disowned me as a crazy, misogynistic, conspiracy tinfoil hat whack job. Most males are likely swayed into seeing me as the enemy peddling vile hatred. Whatever. These males will eventually hit rock bottom after X number of abusive female encounters, and then he will realize, "Wow, that guy was right, but I didn't listen. Damn him for being right." Males feel the need to do in order to earn space in this world. Indeed, perhaps I still labor under this paradigm of needing to justify my existence. Perhaps my liberation messages are my way of earning relevance in this world. Or perhaps not. I do not need to earn relevance. I do not need to prove anything to anyone. I am exalted and glorious simply for being. Yet it is my work that will hopefully liberate other males of subjugation and restore their power and wonder to themselves. This is a labor of love, not me trying to earn anything. I already have everything I need inside me, as do all males. Still, I am quite used to being the intolerable wild card, the unacceptable threat to friends' girlfriends or wives. I have been unceremoniously dumped over and over again by friends or acquaintances because my truth did not align with their fairy tales. Sadly, I am used to being shamelessly deserted by blood oath pinky swearing friends at the first sight of a miniskirt. I have been overwhelmingly schooled in torment and told I was lesser in value and priority by friends that turned on me in favor of females that inevitably used them. And thus we can add that to the list of male expendabilities, for not only are males the disposable elements of labor and protection in society, not only are males the disposable elements of the family unit and workplace downsizing, not only are they the disposable elements of procreation and species continuation, males are also the disposable elements of male friendships. Yeah, it is so sad. Males are so trained to think that they are bad and that they need to labor to prove that they are not. So the sooner that they take on their societal servicing responsibilities, the better they will be received by the goddesses they worship. Starting as young as possible, we need to make males feel incomplete so they will seek to prove their worth and find salvation from their wretched state through service and toil for females and others, meaning all that benefits gynocentrism, and that road ends at females. It's pathetic how males drop friends as soon as a vagina comes walking down the street, like she is the ice cream truck full of fudgesicles and ice cream bars, and that happy circus music that calls everybody out of their backyards and garages. But then it only makes sense. Males can only find relevance in servicing females, not fellow males. As soon as females grant a male any attention, he is off like a rat following the Pied Piper. Society lets males know that salvation is found through female service. Hence, males putting time and energy into each other is useless. Males cannot bestow value upon you. And while you lesser monkeys are spending precious time being friendly with each other, meanwhile, there are damsels in distress out there that you need to protect in order to earn your daily air, you low-down vile weasels. Males have no value at all, just sitting there. They must do. I cannot overstate that. Males are worthless and have no inherent value independent of their actions or works. Point blank. But guess who is worshipped just for taking up space? I'll give you a hint. Their chromosomal pattern starts with an X and ends with an X. You see, males are worthless in everybody's eyes, including their own. Gynocentrism is absolute, and whatever shortcomings nature fails to instill in males to favor female welfare, society is there to nail the coffin shut with overwhelming, crushing, gynocentric indoctrination. Oh, absolutely, males are made to know and feel that they are valueless. Hence, we have spawned a sex of cannibals. Males have no honor, no loyalty, no compassion amongst themselves. They turn on and betray one another as soon as opportunities present themselves for betrayal over a female. Males eat one another. I have had so many associations laid to waste because of gynocentrism throughout my life. However, I do not blame the females. Mosquitoes merely do what they do. No, I blame the males who allow my marginalization and ostracization to happen over some uterus with fake nails. I do have a place of compassion for them now, knowing that they are victims to brainwashing like every other male. Still, understanding does not give way to tolerance. I oppose males who enable devaluation and disposability. Turning the other cheek is not applicable to male devaluation and disposability. Nope, tough love is actually more compassionate in this instance. You see, I have no problem beating guys down for their own good and the welfare of future generations of males that will be tomorrow's gynocentric victims. Oh yes, there is an elephant in the room. Female malevolence. Nobody wants to concede female usury, so we all pretend that there is no big fat pink pachyderm in the middle of the room. I understand why females encourage the males are relevant for doing while females are divine for being mentality. Because it benefits them. They like to be elevated and served. Duh. Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory. Yet I also understand why males will ignore the female malice glowing in neon colors, because life is harsh, the world is hostile, and males are utterly alone. Nobody cares about males or really even likes them, not even themselves. We are all alone except for brief periods of agreeable familiarity exchanges, meaning when males associate with each other in between female slave masters. Male aloneness is a tragedy. It is unjust and it is terrifying. So males seek solace in fairy tales. And for the super low cost of protection and provision, females are happy to play along and entertain male fairy tales of female love and benevolence. Being compelled to prove worth through toil is a program that most males did not initial on the mortality contract. Many males are beginning to see the inequities thanks to rabid feminists, and many are starting to cry foul and demand their money back from the universe. Males, you are the creative forces, you are greatness, and you are brilliance incarnated. You do not have to prove a damn thing to anyone. You have value simply for gracing this planet with your existence. Do not succumb to the notion that you need to do for others in order to have relevance. You are relevant by simply existing and letting your light bless everyone around you. Don't fall for the propaganda. Oh, you don't want to die alone, do you? Yeah, well, guess what? All beings die alone, regardless of whether you have a pampered eater whom you have carried through life sitting at your side or not. All beings, all creatures exit mortality alone. So quit with the excuses of, oh, I don't want to die alone. I understand the abject terror that faces males and their plight in this three-dimensional existence. And I understand why fallacy seems cozier than admitting reality. I am sorry you have to be abused to wake up, my fellow brothers, but I am here to help you when you are finally ready to extract your head from the gynocentric sands. My friends, my brothers, stand with me, live free.